This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, first name Anjula, A-N-J-U-L-A, middle name Watinandan, W-A-T-I-N-A-N-D-A-N, date of birth June 2nd, 1963, date of evaluation June 28th. 2022, chief complaint, 59-year-old female seen for disability evaluation, the HPI. The patient, as noted, is a 59-year-old female. She reports a back injury dating to April of 2019, period. She stated that she previously worked as a CNA, period. She was then helping a 400-pound patient to get into a vehicle. She subsequently began having back pain, period. The patient was felt to require surgery, period. However, on evaluation, her glucose was elevated, and she was subsequently found to have chronic systolic heart failure. She underwent echocardiogram on February 10, 2021, this revealed mild left ventricular enlargement with severely reduced systolic function, period. There is global hypokinesis. Left ventricular ejection fraction was noted to be 26%, period. There was mild right ventricular enlargement with borderline reduced systolic function, period. Biatrial enlargement was noted, period. Normal valvular function was present, period. She underwent left heart catheterization February 11, 2021. Left main was noted to be normal. The LAD revealed minor lesions of less than 20%. Left circumflex also revealed minor lesions of less than 20%, period. There was a 50% mid-right coronary lesion followed by 70% stenosis, period. She underwent FFR of the distal vessel. This was 0.95% and felt not to be hemodynamically significant, period. Patient was felt to have severe non-ischemic cardiomyopathy with acute systolic congestive heart failure prompting admission, period. She was felt to have moderate RCA disease and mild LAD and left circumflex disease. She was then managed medically, period. In the interim, she has had ongoing back pain, which she described as burning. The pain radiates to the left lower extremity. It is associated with weakness, period. She states that she is only able to walk approximately 25 yards before developing dyspnea, period. She stated that her most recent echo had revealed improvement in her ejection fraction, and it is 37%, period. She has noted ongoing weight gain, period. Past medical history, as noted, includes 1, congestive heart failure, next number diabetes, next number hypertension, next number chronic systolic heart failure, next number cardiomyopathy. Past surgical history, left heart catheterization, next number C-section, next number hysterectomy. Medications, hydralazine, 25 milligrams, half DID, furosemide, 40 milligrams, PRN, Jardiance, 25 milligram, half tablet daily, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams, one tablet daily, isoxazolamide dinitrate, 10 milligrams, TID, carvedilol 6.25 milligrams, 1 tablet BID, gabapentin 300 milligrams, 1 TID, spironolactone 25 milligrams, 1 daily, aspirin 81 milligrams, 1 daily, fish oil 1,000 milligrams daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father died of heart disease, mother had heart disease and diabetes. Social history, she denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, she has had weight gain. She further reports fatigue. Ears, she has deafness involving the left ear. Neck, she has stiffness and pain. Respiratory, she has dyspnea worsened with exertion. Cardiac, she has chest pain, orthopnea, and palpitations. Gastrointestinal, she has heartburn. Genitourinary, she has frequency of urination. Musculoskeletal, as per HBI. Neurologic, she has headaches. Psychiatric, she has depression. Hematologic, she has anemia and easy bruising. Endocrine, she has abnormal glucose tests. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 132/73, pulse 88, respiratory rate 20, height 65 inches and 3/4, weight 182 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT, head is atraumatic, normocephalic, pupil equal round reactive to light and accommodation, sclera is clear, extraocular muscles are intact, fundoscopic examination not performed, vision without correction, both eyes 20/200, left 20/200, right 20/200. The neck, no adenopathy, no thyromegaly, chest normal excursion, lungs clear to auscultation and percussion, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border. There is mild JVD, period. Carotids reveal normal obstruction volume, period. Abdomen, bowel sounds are normally active. No masses or tendon is noted. No organomegaly is present. Back, no CVAT is noted. Genitourinary deferred. Rectal deferred. Extremities, no cyanosis, clubbing, or edema. Musculoskeletal, there's tenderness in the left lumbar sacral region. Neuro, speech fluent, gait is noted to be normal. The psychiatric, she has appropriate affect, intact thought and speech, period. The impression, this is a 59-year-old female with history of chronic systolic heart failure, congested heart failure, common diabetes, hypertension, and chronic back pain, period. The patient was previously felt to require surgical treatment, but was unable to undergo treatment due to uncontrolled diabetes and chronic systolic heart failure, period. The patient has ongoing left ventricular dysfunction and is extremely symptomatic from her underlying cardiomyopathy. As such, she is unable to perform tasks requiring significant lifting, pushing, or pulling, period. Currently, she is classified New York Heart New York Heart Association Class 3, period. The patient should be reassessed in a year to determine if there is any improvement in her cardiac status. Currently, she is unable to perform tasks requiring any significant lifting, pushing, pulling, or exertion. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.